August's full moon will be a real beauty. It's what astronomers call a perigee moon, and others call a supermoon. The moon becomes full on August 10th, less than an hour after it reaches perigee, which is its closest approach to Earth in a lunar cycle. It's the closest full moon of the year, so of course it's going to be bigger and therefore brighter than usual. The only drawback is that it doesn't rise over Grand Marais until 7 hours later, so by that time it'll have waned a bit. But it's still going to be a terrific moon, so don't miss it. Moonrise is officially 8:03 p.m. in Grand Marais, and again, that's Sunday, August 10th. Unfortunately, the peak of the Perseid meteor shower occurs between the 10th and the 13th in the pre-dawn hours, and the bright moon is going to interfere with seeing the meteors, even though it'll be waning. On the mornings of the 17th and 18th, Venus and Jupiter pass each other in the morning sky. Venus is on its way down, Jupiter is on its way up, and the meeting occurs at the lower boundary of the Beehive star cluster. The two planets come closest on the 18th, but once again, there's a big caveat. This happens in the east when all these celestial bodies are very low and the sun is about to rise. So the sun may wash out some of this spectacle. But if you're up around 5 in the morning either day, that is the 17th or the 18th, and you have a clear view of the eastern horizon, grab your binoculars and give it a try. And good luck, because there will also be a last quarter moon up at the same time. After the full moon has waned for a few days, we'll have darker skies to see Scorpius and the teapot of Sagittarius in the south after nightfall. If you're not familiar with these constellations, they're easy to find with a star chart. And also, Mars is just zipping along against the background of stars and slower planets, such as Saturn. Look low in the southwest and watch Mars move eastward towards Saturn from night to night. Mars is going to pass Saturn in just a few days, and then it heads into Scorpius. This summer, I'm talking about the summer triangle of bright stars. These are among the first stars to come out, and the triangle is now high in the southeast or the south, depending on when you look. So far, I've covered Vega and Deneb, the two northern stars in the triangle, and today it's Altair's turn. Altair is at the southern vertex of the triangle, and it's the brightest star in Aquila, the eagle. It's also one of our nearest neighbors, just 16.7 light-years away, and it spins like a figure skater. Doesn't look much like one, though. Because of its fast spin, it has quite a midriff bulge, like a tennis ball squeezed at the top and bottom. Altair's diameter through the equator is about 20% larger than its diameter through the poles. At the equator, the star rotates once every 9 or 10 hours, but in contrast, the sun's equatorial region rotates only every 25 days. In astronomy news, on August 6th, the European Space Agency pulled off a rendezvous between its Rosetta spacecraft and comet 67P/CG. Sorry, its full name is much too hard to pronounce. The comet is roughly 2 by 3 miles with a thin midsection connecting two bulbous parts. It orbits the sun every 6.5 years and is now about midway between the orbits of Jupiter and Mars. Rosetta is due to release a smaller craft, probably in November, to make a soft landing on the comet. And then both spacecraft will accompany the comet in its swing around the sun next summer. That should yield some really great data about comets, which are believed to be leftovers from the formation of the solar system. That's all for now, and happy star watching.